Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in our virtual green room, chomping at the bit because there's so much to talk about. As he said, we're going to be employed for years, and he's just talking about politics. We have other things to discuss. All right, McAllister. The Republicans are saying they want McAllister gone, but he says no. Wow. What's this about?
Well, I love my former colleagues. They, Congressman McAllister kisses his staffer. It's on tape. And, of course, you know, she gets fired, and then he says eventually he's not running again. Okay. But he stays as a member because, you know, wasn't right, but kissing is not a charge where you're, you know, thrown out of the Congress for it. So, all of a sudden, the number two Republican, Congressman Cantor of Virginia, says today, it's not enough that you're not running again. You need to resign because they're going to have a zero-tolerance policy. That's it. He didn't say for what, but a zero-tolerance policy. So I guess that extends to if you're at a bar and he or she is a member and gets a little bit loud, a little bit obnoxious, a little bit of, say, on the inebriated side, I guess it's zero tolerance on that. You know,
wow.
I mean, I can go through a lot of scenarios. I was there 11 years.
Wow.
And it might end up that they'll shoot a cannon through the Capitol and nobody will be injured because there'll be no one there.
It's the end of the Republican Party. So,
I don't get this one. Unless he's done something we just don't know about, and they're just trying to get, you know, get rid of him because, of course, there's Congressman Grimm who's indicted, but all of a sudden they turn around and say, no, you had the kiss. Zero tolerance. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. And I love it. He's digging his heels in, too, for that one. Also, John Boehner moves, I guess, to reassure is what he thought he was doing, the Republican conference, that he doesn't want to risk his job, his gavel, if you will, on immigration. So he's saying it's not a conspiracy, but he's saying he wouldn't jam a comprehensive immigration bill through the House ahead of the midterm elections. You're probably not surprised by this.
Well, that's right. Originally, he said, you know, it's simply not going to happen in the House. The Senate can do what they want. The President can do what he wants. It is not happening. Then he went on the recess when they all go out into their districts, and he actually was caught on video making fun of the Republicans, pretending how they cry to him, and he was imitating crying, which is not hard for Speaker Boehner. And he then said, you know, they cry and say, oh, don't make me do this tough bill, meaning, implying that, you know, these members are just not with it. They need to do an immigration bill. Then he comes back to the Capitol, and he apologizes to the Republicans today. But on top of it, it gets revealed that there is a secret conspiracy that's going on between John Boehner and the Democratic side to get an immigration bill. He denies it. The Democratic side very casually says it is an open secret in the Capitol. Come on. You know, we've been talking. And they have no reason literally to lie. And then all of a sudden, on the heels of all of this, the number four Republican in charge, she comes out and says, yeah, we'll probably have a bill by August. So we're watching this all unfold and trying to honestly decide where on earth the speaker is at on this thing.
Very yeah, it is confusing. It's confusing. It doesn't make any sense. You're right.
It's amazing. And it's a big, it's a big issue for the Republicans because, you know, the Latino voters, this is sort of the really one of the few things that's really a problem for them.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I saw a thing where a Congressman Mulvaney, a Republican out of South Carolina, said I wasn't bent out of shape about it, talking about this conspiracy thing. He says, if you know John, you know this is how John conducts himself, so it doesn't really bother those of us who understand how he is.
You know, I had a year ago when I did my book, I wrote about the personal nature of John Boehner because I've known him, you know, over 25 years.
Yeah.
And I just was trying to point out, a personal style of person is how they conduct themselves in leadership. And John Boehner never liked conflict. He didn't like to put a lot of time in. He was just a backbencher type of guy. And it was always kind of hard to figure out where he was at. He laid low in the weeds. And he's kind of being that guy as a speaker, but that's number three position in line for the presidency. You kind of don't get away with doing that. And,
yeah.
And I think it's coming back to roost for it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Keystone Pipeline, that's front and center again, pushing for a quick Senate vote on the legislation. You think that this is going to go through?
Well, you know, it may go through, but what happened here, you know, some polls, you know, D.C.'s afraid of polls. Polls came out, showed President Obama is not in a really good position in his presidency right now, and a lot of stuff can change by November. And the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, reacted by saying, well, we'll have a Keystone Pipeline vote, which is really not that good of a thing to do with the White House, but I think he's just trying to protect members. So what you're seeing is the Senate, you know, it's up for grabs. It could go in either direction, and you're just seeing the Senate start to react to polls, and that's what they've done on this. So there actually might be a vote. The Democratic base is not going to be happy with that, but there will be some members in, quote, red state that are Democratic members that actually probably need this vote, I guess, in their own minds to get through the election.
Yeah, there you go. And, hey, I got to ask you this question. Boy, it was all over the place. If you didn't know who Donald Sterling was, everybody knows who he is now. You don't even have to like sports. The Clippers owner, the NBA, bans him, a $2.5 million fine for his race comments, banned for life. They really want to take the team. What do you think of that?
And the 40-year-old girlfriend, we all know that, don't make her angry. You know, she taped him, and, of course, the rest is history. But
yeah,
to him, you know, $2.5 million is nothing. He's a billionaire. And the whole question is, what is this really hurt him? He's bought that team, I think, for $12 or $15 million. It's worth $1 billion. They can't make him sell it, but they're trying to force him to sell it. So, I don't know. If he has a heart or pride, then it might hurt him. But otherwise, he's going to walk away from this very, very rich. Let's hope that we'll all learn a valuable lesson, you know, out of it, how to you know, not have this in the future. But I don't think on a personal level he's going to be too affected.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Except for that,
yeah,
I heard he's kind of fuming because, you know, he wants to stalk the sidelines to be the big bad owner. But too bad,
yeah,
so sad,
right.
He's got to move on. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, as always, a pleasure. We'll talk again soon. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go to Los Angeles. Steve Mindell will talk to us. He is an attorney, a certified family law specialist who knows all about what happens next or what can happen with Rochelle Sterling, who now filed a suit against Vanessa Stiviano, who is the girlfriend, the 40-year-old girlfriend in question here, and what's happened to Donald Sterling is really the interesting part of this. Banned for life. Oh my goodness. How incredible is that? That Adam Silver really rose to the occasion, the NBA commissioner, and decided to put the hammer down on Donald Sterling. What a smart move on his part after everything that was said. The reaction has been swift. It has been wide afterwards. Nothing but pretty much kudos to the NBA commissioner. What happens next will be interesting in what Bob Ney said there. He's, you know, he's 81. He's already a billionaire. Like you mentioned, the fine is like a couple of nickels to him, and he's just going to end up with more money after this. But here's the thing. Sterling has an ego. He wanted to be the owner of this team, and he wants to be in the middle of everything. Now he's on the outs. But what about the wife? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Sentiments of this kind are contrary to the principles of inclusion and respect that form the foundation of our diverse, multicultural, and multi-ethnic league. Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team, and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
Hi-ho, Silver, bravo. The commissioner of the NBA, you just heard what he had to say there, banned for life, and imposing that $2.5 million fine, banned from practice, banned from anything connected to the NBA. Here's what's interesting. The plot thickens. Will the team be sold? Sterling says he has no intention of selling the team. So we go to Los Angeles right now because, boy, there's some interesting facets in this thing that we haven't even talked about, to talk to attorney Steve Mendel about the fallout from this and what happens with the family, what happens with the wife, the estranged wife. Steve, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be on.
So, first of all, you're there in Los Angeles. I mean, this has exploded all over the place. You know, I said to Jamal Crawford, who's really the sixth man, obviously, for the Clippers heading into the series, how exciting it is for the Clippers to finally be the team in L.A. because they didn't have to worry about the Lakers. They weren't in the playoffs. And now they're not the team. They are the focus of what everybody is talking about. You're there on the ground. I mean, is this all the chit-chat? I mean, is this pretty much what everybody's talking about if they're grabbing something over at Kate Mandolini's or anywhere in that town?
Well, I can tell you right now, it is clearly the talk of the town, and we love sports controversies in Los Angeles. Many of your listeners may have remembered the story about the Los Angeles Dodgers and the infamous McCourt divorce, where the McCourts arm wrestled over control of the Dodgers for years. millions of dollars got spent in attorney fees. I think on each side they probably spent $30 million on each side. Ultimately, they lost the Dodgers. But even when you lose the Dodgers, if you get paid $2 billion for the Dodgers, it's not much of a loss.
Yeah, no kidding. So in the case of this, the Los Angeles Clippers and the family and really the wife, what some people are starting to realize is that there's a lawsuit going on. There's a lawsuit that was filed. His wife, Rochelle Sterling, filed against the girlfriend, mistress, whatever you want to call her, Vanessa Stiviano, back in March, and was upset, obviously, about all the cars and the condo that he had bought the girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know this, being a family lawyer, hell hath no fury, like a wife scorned. So what impact will the lawsuit and Sterling's ban have on the marital community property assets of Shelley and Donald Sterling in the end?
Well, I got to tell you, there's so many very interesting stories. So let's start with the first story that you just mentioned, which is, how does this impact everything? So the very first thing you got to say to yourself is, well, what is Shelley Sterling, Mrs. Sterling, going to do right now? Well, clearly, she is going to distance herself from her husband. She is going to get as far away from him as humanly possible. He's banned from basketball for life. So she's going to distance herself, and as soon as she gets herself clear of him, you bet that you're going to see some emergency filings in the Los Angeles Superior Court where she's going to say, my husband's banned from basketball for life. This is a community property asset. I own it with my husband equally, and I want to control it. And unlike the case of the McCourts where she wasn't able to control the Dodgers, this is a totally different animal, and it's really likely Shelley Sterling's going to be the one running the Clippers as soon as she can get herself into court and ask for an order.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, too, because if she ends up running the Clippers, then, I mean, and then this is a legal matter, too, I guess. You have to wonder what the NBA is thinking, because the owners could have a vote. Would they, I mean, this is just you and I talking, I don't know, throwing the legal stuff aside. Do you think they would keep her in place for a while, or no, it's just let's get out of the whole Sterling mess?
Well, you never know. Just look at the, Los Angeles, our sports teams, we just got story after story, right? We had the Rams, and essentially when the Rams owner's wife took over control of the Rams, they just left her in control of the Rams. And, that's a possibility here. If she can get herself clear enough of Donald Sterling, you got to believe, I mean, the Sterlings have owned the Clippers. They're the longest single-owned basketball franchise right now. And so you got to believe that the owners are going to be sympathetic about trying to boot them out of the basketball arena if she can distance herself from her husband. So and the fans are going to be forgiving, right? Because she's the one who's been abused and taken advantage of in this situation. So if she could come out clean, come to court, and demand that she gets control of the Clippers, you never know what's going to happen. Basketball may look at it differently, and the fans may look at it differently as long as Donald Sterling isn't sitting in the seat.
See, and what's interesting here is, and you know this as a lawyer, is the difference between community and separate property. So I guess California, et cetera, this would be community property, right, the asset?
Well, in this particular case, it's pretty clear that it's going to be community property. The Sterlings were married in the 50s, I think 1957. So probably everything that they own is community property. Now, it's possible that they could have done something called the post-nup, which is post-marital agreement, which is what we had in the McCourt case, but highly unlikely. So, it's probably the case that, everything is going to end up being community property. She's essentially, if they got divorced, she'd be entitled to half. And, the Clippers are going to be worth somewhere, the trades are saying a minimum of $700 million. There's a rumor that Magic Johnson's already got a group with $1 billion set aside to buy the Clippers. And then, of course, there's all these people up in Seattle where Starbucks Coffee and all those places are that are all standing around saying, we'd like to buy a team and bring it up there. And these people have no shortage of money.
Well, what you just said there, though, would be awful for Clipper fans moving the team to Seattle. You brought up Giorgio Frontieri from the Rams, and we saw what happened there. The Rams leave Los Angeles and go to St. Louis. Do you think people in L.A. would be upset if the Clippers left and became that replacement team in Seattle?
It's funny. The Clippers are one of those kind of teams like the Angels. Their fans are rabid. They love their team. And they have suffered through this, you know, the fact that Donald Sterling really hasn't put a lot of resources behind that team for a long time. And now they finally have a team that's on the national horizon. They are just absolutely rabid fans, and they will be so frustrated if the team moves. But, if the owners all get together and say the team's got to get sold, then the team's going to go where it's going to go, and the fans aren't going to have much to say in it. That's why I suspect that if Shelley Sterling can separate herself far enough from her husband, and he's not allowed anywhere near the stadium by the lifetime ban, the fans may say, you know what, good enough for us. You know, she's divorcing her deadbeat husband, and, it's forgive and forget, and L.A. moves on.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, so just quickly, I brought up the girlfriend and the case against her. Do you think that goes to trial?
Well, who knows? I mean, it's not a very strong case. I mean, when you have community property in California, either party can give away the community property. So between the two of them, Donald Sterling and his wife, there's probably a good cause of action. But between the girlfriend and her, they'd have to show some kind of undue influence. And I think this is done as the precursor to the divorce, which will ultimately be filed.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's going to be fun to watch. L.A. Attorney Steve Mindell, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Kate.
All right, and you might have seen Steve-O around. He's been all over the place. I think I caught him one morning on Good Morning America, but certainly he's been on some of the top shows. Maybe it was the Today Show I saw him on. But L.A., it's got to be interesting to be a lawyer in Los Angeles, huh? And he mentioned it right at the top, the McCourts divorce, the whole Dodger thing, and how that just ripped up that team. And it's funny because Magic Johnson with his group came in, and now that's his. If Magic Johnson's group did end up getting their hands on the Clippers, he would be the second minority owner in the NBA. Well, black minority owner in the NBA. And that would be huge for the game, certainly after what's happened with the situation with Donald Sterling. But we're a long way from that. More on the Sterling saga next on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
America tonight, coming up here in our virtual green room, Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion, and boy, there's a lot to peel back on this show, that's for sure, including this new bombshell and the whole Benghazi thing, the White House involved. Not that that's new. I saw a headline that says, like, well, what are you talking about? We know that a lot of roads were leading there, but there's an email specifically linking a White House aide to that spin on blaming Benghazi for that whole film, which is crazy, and I'll flush that out a little bit more for you in just a second. But the Keystone Pipeline is something we often talk about here on America Tonight, and that's where we're going to start. So Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion, marketing, strategy, positioning among his gifts. He's the guru of all three and some others as well. Thanks for coming on once again, America Tonight.
Delighted as always to be on Kate, and welcome to your listeners.
So the Keystone Pipeline going from Canada all the way down through the belly of the country, and then I always say out the other side, would bring a lot of jobs, and there's some other things that I think are pertinent to the pipeline. Especially, I saw the environmental studies, and they were, you know, rubber stamped. This is good. We really went deep on this, and then it got kicked back because of the election. Let's face it. And now here we are again, staring at this one. Supporters in Congress are requesting a quick Senate vote on the legislation to approve the construction of what's now been delayed indefinitely, this pipeline. And the Obama administration and those that don't want to see this happen, rabid environmentalists, are saying no way. So here we go again, butting heads. But I'm afraid, and I've heard from a good source in Canada, if this doesn't happen sooner rather than later, guess what? We're losing out to the Chinese. So what do you think?
Well, the Canadians seem pretty confident that Washington will ultimately see the light and will ultimately approve the Keystone pipeline, which will, as you said, go all the way to the U.S. Gulf Coast. And the Canadians see it's kind of interesting just listening to some of their cabinet ministers and what they've said about this whole thing. They see it as basically the delay is political. This is their word. These are prominent cabinet ministers in Canada saying that this latest delay is purely political and not based on environmental concerns. They have a new energy minister, Greg Rickford, and basically his comment, and he went public with this saying, He hopes that the administration will depoliticize their decision on Keystone and give it the green light. So they see right through this whole thing. They're hoping that this will be sooner than later, that it will be depoliticized, if you will, and because the communities all along the pipeline, which include a huge number of communities, as you said, stretching all the way through from Canada down through the United States to the Gulf Coast, they're going to reap tremendous economic benefits. And I think this is something that this is another fork in the potential Republican message platform, that here you have the administration that is blocking a ton of jobs. And, you know, at the end of the day, yes, I understand we should be concerned about the environment, but it's been proven, as you said, Kate, the environmental studies show that it's minimal impact, but this is potentially creating a massive amount of jobs, and this could result in, again, Obama Democrats losing votes again in the November 4th congressional elections, and there's a lot of congressional districts that are along that pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to jump to something else, and then we'll talk about the Benghazi thing before we run out of time. But you've got this congressman, Vance McAllister, who was on video with one of his aides, kissing one of his aides and apologizing and all that stuff. He's saying he won't resign from the House despite all the pressure from the Republicans because they want him out. He's been embroiled in this controversy since that video came out. And now they're talking about, this is what's interesting, he's saying he's not going to back off of this. He's got five kids, the whole thing. He wants to go all the way through. But one of the things the Republicans are talking about is to have a zero tolerance policy for any kind of shenanigans in the Republican Party, which the problem with that is, Andrew, I think it's crazy. I understand you want to drop the dead wood or problems with certain congresspeople and senators, but you can't have zero tolerance because where would it end? We had a conversation with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, and he said the drinking that goes on and some of the other things that goes on, he said pretty much you'd have nobody left standing in Congress if that were the case. Well, it's a good to set certain policies, but I think this would really backfire on the Republicans. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree with you. This is not something I agree with. I think this is going too far. I think they'll back off from that. So I don't think that will really catch on. But I tell you what I'm more appalled about, talking about the political shenanigans and so forth, is what went on in New York. I think this is absolutely appalling. Where you've had a congressman is a Republican, where he has clearly evaded, IRS. He had a restaurant in Manhattan, didn't pay taxes, basically kept two sets of books. Well, this is what this I think is appalling. Where the DA who is it might have been an ADA, so whoever's prosecuting is a Democrat. They waited until 2 weeks after the guy was on the ballot. And mm-hmm. then they went, they had this information weeks ago. They had already built the case. I think it's absolutely appalling. It's clearly political because now all of a sudden he's going to be found. He's going to be kicked off. He's not going to get voted in. And guess what? There's only a Democrat on the ballot. This mm-hmm. is absolutely appalling. I think that is just shameful. The Democrats would behave like this, clearly political and clearly a means to oust the Republican incumbent there and get, make sure that he doesn't get elected so a Democrat gets in. I think that's absolutely important. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've been talking about this a lot. In fact, Michael Grimm is someone I know really well, Andrew. He's been on our show several times. The former congressman, soon to be former congressman from New York, had a pleasant personality, really aggressive, had a lot to say. I've had him on shows for the last couple of years, and he came back to the Hill after he was indicted on 20 federal criminal counts. In fact, we're trying to get him to come come on the show, but he's not, I don't think he'll come on a radio show. He'll talk to the press just, on the side. But anyway, I think he's toast because it's crazy what happened with him and the things that he's alleged to have done with the two separate books. But to your question about knowing that information, holding it, waiting until it was too late is wrong. And imagine if someone, with a Republican with an R next to their name did this. So it is purely political. And of course, those positions are political. So that was an on purpose move. Definitely. I agree with you.
Totally.
Crazy.
Totally.
Crazy. All right. Let's get to this real quick. Some new emails came out on the Benghazi terror attacks suggesting that a senior White House aide played a massively central role in this whole thing in preparing the former UN ambassador Susan Rice for her Sunday show appearance that became poker red hot controversial, where she wrongly blamed the protests over that the Prophet Muhammad internet video thing. So it was like 100 pages of documents that came out because Judicial Watch, which is a conservative watchdog group, jumped all over this Freedom of Information Act. Then all the stuff came out. So how about that? So now clearly tied to the White House, they were prepping her, for goodness sake. What do you say? This is all in the Benghazi stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is the smoking gun. You know, I mean, Democrats have been saying for a long time that, there's no evidence. And here is, as you said, and good on the Judicial Watch to uncover this as part of the Freedom of Information Act. As you said, more than 100 pages and just amazing the quotes that are in email. Here's one of them. It says, to underscore that these protests are rooted in an internet video. So this is prepping, as you said. Actually, this went to over a dozen members of the administration in a circle, including White House communications team, you know, Jay Carney, as well as obviously Susan Rice. Mm-hmm. And the thing underscored that these protests are rooted in internet video and not a broader failure policy. So here you have clearly total politics.
Yeah.
And I think this is appalling. And this is, you know, we talked about this before. We've had a president that said he will be the most transparent. I mean, at the very least, he should say that, look, what we did was wrong. He's never admitted any wrongdoing. I'm just, you know, it's amazing. And you bring all this evidence. A lot of mainstream media is not reporting this. And yet the president continues to, even today, there was some, actually, I think he's out in the Philippines, and there were some questions around his policy and doctrine. This was right before when this email came out. And he was boasting about his foreign policy, and now all of a sudden he looked absolutely foolish in light of these new documents. And the sad thing is, again, I think the majority of Americans have no idea. They don't even know where Benghazi is. They don't really know the intricacies of this. And again, I think this is where the Republicans have got to make their message very simple in November. Essentially, the president lied.
I don't even know if I'd say that. I wouldn't even go. I've talked to Reds previously. I wouldn't even go negative on it, but I wouldn't bury the whole Benghazi thing at all. Absolutely. And what you just said, that the president said, or certainly his people did coming in, and he did say this, that we were going to be the most transparent, administration in the history of the White House and the history of the presidency, and that certainly didn't happen. Hey, we're up against it. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate, as always. Thank you for your listeners, too.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold.
There's no room for that type of discrimination and that type of attitude and conduct to go on. Forget about the NBA. Just in society, period.
The voice of Dominique Wilkins, who was so dominant when he played for the Atlanta Hawks in the NBA, and he talked about being disgusted by the comments of Donald Sterling, and said, hey, this is an opportunity to talk about some of the problems out there. The NBA suspends Clippers owner Donald Sterling, basically clips his wings. He can be nowhere near his team in practice, during a game, anything on the road. That's according to the commissioner, Adam Silver, who announced that he was suspended for life and fined $2.5 million following the racist remarks he made in a recorded audio clip to his girlfriend. What Adam Silver said is that the hateful opinions voiced by that man are on the audio was that of Mr. Sterling, and the views expressed by Sterling are deeply offensive and harmful. They came from an NBA owner. The fact that they did only heightens the damage, and my personal outrage is what Silver said. And then he went through and talked about what specifically it meant. Now it's a question of what's going to happen with that team, what the owners will do, because the onus is on them. If they take a vote and they boot them out, under the rules, 75% of the league's owners have to approve the removal of a franchise owner. And I would assume that would be pretty darn easy to get. You want to throw in your two cents? You can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think this was a strong move by Silver. He had to do it. He did everything he could by the book, and hearing the recordings and seeing the reaction, he said he had hoped it was not going to be him, but he's known him for 20 years, and he said he knew it when he first heard the recordings, and pretty much they investigated it just to nail it down. Jack in Australia, how about this? They came out swinging.
Yes, they certainly did, Kate, although the punishment sort of bothers me a little bit. I thought the United States was the country where free speech was protected. Now, I have to admit, right off the bat, what he said was repugnant. There's no disputing that. I think the penalty from the NBA was banning him for life. Really violates his right to free speech. Now, fining him the $2.5 million for bringing the NBA into disrepute, yep, fine. Maybe what they should have done was, well, okay, the sponsors are jumping ship, which mm-hmm. they've got the right to do. They found what he said was offensive. They should mm-hmm. What the NBA should have done was to allow the players to get out of their contracts without any financial penalty and go and play somewhere else if they feel hard done by the racist comments.
Here's the thing. This is the thing, Jack. I agree with you on free speech, but not in this case. The reason why is because they have a constitution, and every single one of them gets copies of them, meaning all the owners have copies of this. You join this organization, you buy a team. Here, baby, here's the rules, and those are in the rules. So they have to have an airtight case against him to pursue that, to know that, okay, if they take a vote, they have to have 75% of the owners, and that's in their law. So if you and I buy a team and we say things that people think are offensive, but hey, it's free speech, we are playing by the rules of the organization that allowed us to buy the team and voted on us. So that's the problem with that. So free speech doesn't hold up here because he signed and agreed to the rules. It's kind of in a different way, but I'll make the analogy. It's like if you are a player and you have a morals clause and you sign it and you agree to it, that if you sign this morals clause and they can nail you on that if you violate it. So that's the problem. I mean, you could still say you think it's too harsh, but legally I think they have a pretty good leg to stand on, but it's really up to the owners. Are they going to vote him out or not? And what if his wife takes over the team?
Had he have jumped up in the middle of the game and screamed this out, then yeah, I would agree with you to that extent. Now, there's still a question mark of, well, where the heck did these videos, these audio recordings come from? You know, this stinks of a setup. Now, I know there's a nasty divorce case pending on this. How are these recorded? By who? For what purpose? I mean, these may well be illegal recordings.
Right.
And on that count, that wouldn't stand up in a court of law, using them for that purpose. What he said was repugnant, but, I mean, these were private conversations that recorded. There are laws against recording audio like that.
Right, but sometimes it will hold up. In the case of, as it was explained to me by a lawyer, the thing that's weird here, I think it's the girlfriend that probably released them for whatever reason. She's has an axe to grind because the wife is going after her for all the loot that he's given her and wants it back, wants all the cars, wants the condo, wants the millions of dollars back. So I think that's where it came from. But legally, you can still pursue it. It's not that airtight either, just to say you can't record, because there are cases where it's allowed in. And so I think they've cornered him, but maybe not. I mean, maybe not. There may be a clever lawyer. There may be some loophole we don't know about. There might be something else that happened here. Sterling saying, I'm not selling this team. He's saying, I'm not selling it. Isn't going to be easy.
I think maybe the wife made the recordings, considering, it seems obvious that she wants the team, and she's learned from previous sporting team divorce ownership lessons. was it an NFL team?
The McCourts. Well, the McCourts and also Georgia Frontier. Yeah, that's happened before, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Just switching over to another sport thing, I saw this interesting photo on LinkedIn with you with a local tennis promoter. Does this mean we're going to see the sports princess with a little tiara in a white miniskirt playing mixed doubles with her hubby Paul in the Dallas Fort Worth area?
You are so funny, Jack. The photograph that Jack saw, so everybody knows, is I was with the owner of a world team tennis team in Dallas. His name is Jeff Linus, and that's what that photograph was. He owns the Texas Wild. So I don't think I could make their team. I could barely hit with anyone on their team. Half the names you can't pronounce. He said it's like being with the United Nations when you go through any of the checkpoints. But it was a really fun day of playing tennis, but thank you for bringing that up.
You're quite welcome, Kate.
All right, Jack, as always, I love it. So Jack says not fair in a sense. What do you say? This is an interesting case from the legal perspective, because if you're Sterling's lawyer, you're digging, you're looking for things, and you may have. You might have some things that you can pursue legally. Sterling doesn't want to sell the team. If you look at their bylaws, and that's part of what you agree to, see, that's where it gets sticky. That's why they have owners. That's why it's an association, because they only want to associate with certain people. Now, it's pretty obvious it's about the money, isn't it? And it's pretty obvious that they're happy to take the money and associate with somebody until something sticky happens. But this was way over the top. And for Sterling, the biggest problem is, what was he doing? He's not thinking, hey, this is being recorded, this is going to come out. I think it has to do with the two women. Jack thinks it's the wife. I don't think it's the wife. I think it's the girlfriend who's denying that she put it out there. But I think she put it out there, maybe not thinking it was going to go this deep, but thinking that this was going to help her in her court endeavors, because she stands to lose a condo and unbelievable sports cars. She's got like four or five of them, including a Bentley. And so a lot of money would go down the drain for her. And the wife is furious and wants all the stuff back just to punish her. So I think it happened somewhere between the two of them. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.